In this podcast, the top three facts you don't know about Charlottesville, brought to you by Blair's Magazine of Lost History. That's me, BlairHawkins.net. Okay, the number one fact you don't know about Charlottesville. This is not the hometown of Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson was 19 years old when the town of Charlottesville was created on paper. His hometown was Shadwell or Milton. But don't take my word for it. In 1893, a celebrity performer, a vaudeville singer, Miss Natalie Floyd Otie, came to the Levy Opera House and made fun of Jefferson in sort of a UVA pep rally to a popular tune of the day that was used a half century later by Howdy Doody. So I'm going to connect three dots of history in one medley. You imagine the tune of Howdy Doody playing in the background. Here we go. Ta-ra-ra boom-dee-a, wahoo-wa UVA, the home of Jefferson, you claim. It's Howdy Doody time. Ta-ra-ra boom-dee-a, wahoo-wa UVA. Ta-ra-ra boom da. So, don't take my word for it. Thank you, Miss Natalie. The number two fact you don't know about Charlottesville. This town is named after a black lady, but don't take my word for it. The royal Prince Harry and Princess Meghan chose May 19 for their wedding day because that's the birthday of Queen Charlotte. They wanted everybody to know that Queen Charlotte also had African ancestry, just like Meghan. The number three fact you don't know about Charlottesville. The great Galveston hurricane of September 8, 1900, is the reason we have the at-large city council. Oh, wait, how am I going to connect those two dots? Back in 1900, the typical city council was 24 members, two houses, and four wards. It was complicated and a big mess. So they wanted to simplify down to one house and one ward. The only problem, one ward is democracy. You need sub-districts for a republic. But Galveston was one giant pile of rubble. So the at-large one ward system made sense. So a year later, Galveston got their committee government. In 1911, at least 30 cities had the new one-ward democracy city council. 1912, Virginia had a referendum and approved the local option for the at-large. 1920, Charlottesville's referendum approved the one-ward system. In 1922, two mayors and the lawsuit opposed the new system, but withdrew their objections after a zoning compromise. So, Charlottesville got its at-large city council system 24 years after the great Galveston hurricane of 1900, the first at-large city council. Those are the top three facts you don't know about Charlottesville, brought to you by Blair's Magazine of Lost History. Thanks, fellas.